we get our year up and running and getting our interviews and our programs back up and running after the festive season break. And somebody who had a good festive season is Corrie Rasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation chatting to us this morning. And Corrie, very good morning. Welcome, and hope you had a good festive season.
Thank you so much, Wayne. It's lovely to be back. I definitely did get a little break, and I hope your listeners as well had a very lovely festive season.
Great. And, well, you know, festive season, of course, I think one of the things that happens is nutrition and all those things go for a bit of a loop, but hopefully people will get back on track. And that's what we're talking about today. Setting sustainable and achievable nutrition goals. That's our topic. And as we head into the new year, some common mistakes to avoid when trying to improve our diets. And what's a more effective approach to achieving our health goals? You know, maybe you kind of looking after yourself in that way. How do you kind of set those goals?
Yeah, so as we head into the new year, and a common mistake that people make is going for very restrictive or fad diets, quick fixes. And when it comes to losing weight and getting healthy, it can be tempting to try these fad diets or quick fixes. But the truth is that research shows that these approaches often don't work in the long run, especially. In fact, they can even do more harm than good. So if we think about it, how many times have you tried a super restrictive diet only to give up after a few weeks? Mm-hmm. So that's because these diets are just not sustainable. And when we finally do give in, then we often end up overindulging in the very foods that we were trying to avoid or completely cut out of our diet. And in addition to that, restrictive diets can also take a toll on your mental health. It can lead to things like disordered eating, anxiety, and depression. And let's not forget about the nutrients that you're missing out on when we're eating a very limited diet.
Right. And I think that's probably one of the most dangerous parts is, you know, what are you, you know, your body needs certain things. And now you just decide, let's just not eat it.
Exactly. So instead, we should focus on making choices that nourish our bodies, promote long-term health. So a great way to start the new year is to make small, sustainable, achievable changes that will benefit your health for years to come.
Okay, well, that makes sense. You know, do it in small little bite-sized bits. And what is a simple way to start building a healthier or building healthy eating habits?
Yes, so one of the simplest ways to start building healthier eating habits is just to add more plants to your plate. So as we mentioned, small changes, try adding a serving of veggies to your meal or even just the side salad to one meal a day. It's an easy way to boost your diet with essential vitamins, minerals, and fiber. So if you talk about fiber for a second, it's not only great for your digestive system and your overall health, but it also helps you feel fuller for longer, so be less likely to reach for those unhealthy snacks.
Right. So that's, you know, the moment you start feeling hungry, that's when the temptation starts. And talking about fiber, what are the benefits of swapping refined grains for whole grains?
So refined grains like your white bread and your white rice have been stripped of their fiber and nutrients, whereas whole grains, on the other hand, are packed with fiber, vitamins, and minerals. And that fiber is key because when we increase our fiber intake, we can start to see benefits like your cholesterol levels can drop, your blood sugar levels can become more stable. As we mentioned, you can feel fuller for longer, which can help with your weight control. Plus, whole grains just tend to be more filling and satisfying. So, as we said, simple swaps, try whole wheat bread instead of white bread, brown rice instead of white rice, and whole grain pasta instead of your regular pasta.
Right. So make some changes there. And looking at other nutrients, why is it important to include omega-3 rich foods in our diets?
So including omega-3 rich foods in our diet is important because omega-3 is an essential fatty acid that has been shown to provide lots of health benefits, like reducing inflammation in the body, supporting brain function as we start school very soon, and improving your heart health. So the Heart and Stroke Foundation recommends consuming omega-3 fatty acids at least twice a week. And these are foods like fatty fish, so your pilchard, sardines, tuna, salmon, mackerel, but then also nuts, especially walnuts and flax seeds. So all these will give you lots of those health benefits.
Right. And unhealthy snacking is a common challenge. You know, you want to grab a packet of chips or whatever. What are some healthy snack options that can be prepared ahead of time?
Yes, definitely. So as we start school and we start work again, it can be easy to rely on just quickly processed snacks. But it would be a great start if you can just prepare some healthy snacks in advance, like fresh fruit, first of all, so you can have a variety of fruits like your apples, carrots, grapes, and store them. And then just grab that. Raw veggies, of course, or veggie sticks like your green beans. You prepare carrots, celery, cucumber sticks. You can also pair that with healthy dips like homemade hummus from chickpeas, or even mashed avocado or low-fat cottage cheese. Then, of course, nuts and seeds are great and easy snack. You can mix together different nuts and seeds and also store them in small portions that you can just grab. And then lastly, protein-rich snacks are great, like hard-boiled eggs or low-fat plain yogurt cups.
Okay. And any other healthy eating tips?
So if we look at some simple yet impactful habits, first of all, eat slowly, savor your food. Pay attention to your body's hunger cues. So try and stay away from distractions like TV and phones while we're eating. Instead, enjoy your meals with family. Then also be mindful of sugary drinks. So a single can of soda can contain up to 12 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow.
So swap those sugary drinks for a refillable water bottle. Mm-hmm. You can even flavor your water with fresh fruit and herbs like mint. So ultimately, the key to transforming your diet or getting back on track after the festive season is to make small sustainable changes. We can start with a weekly goal, as we mentioned, like just adding an extra serving of veggies or salad to your meals. And then, yeah, start small, build from there. It's all about progress. Perfect right from the start.
Right. And that makes sense, and getting back to that, you know, little bit by little bit to get into that habit.
Exactly.
And then, Kari, where can listeners get more information? I know the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material available.
Yes, definitely. So as listeners start to make a few changes or want to add a few of these things we've mentioned, they can look at our collection of recipe books on our website that has lots of tasty and nutrition meal ideals. So that's at www.heartfoundation.co.za. Or if they'd like to speak one of our dietitians, they can call our office between 8 and 4, and that is at 021-422-1586.
Great. So, Kari, thank you very, very much. And, of course, this chat will be on our website later today, and I think also on the Heart and Stroke Foundation's channels. So have a great day. Looking forward to chatting next week.
Yes, definitely. Have a great day on your side.
Thanks, Kari. That's Kari Rasmus, a registered dietitian at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about setting sustainable and achievable nutrition goals as we get into 2025. Can you believe it? The new year up and running. We've got to start planning all these things that we need to deal with as the new year comes around.